A popular Outcast production.
We don't.
No,
I'm okay with that.
I had grapes.
I just had dinner, so I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, look at that.
When I get home.
We're recording.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hold on. Okay.
I like to surprise you.
Oh. Surprises.
It's the off-mic stuff that usually turns out to be funny.
That is true. There's been a couple of times when I'm like, why are we not recording this?
Which is why I've started doing that.
Tricky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like when the popular Outcasts start with, like, banter.
Yeah, and then it goes into, like, the network ID and then the theme song and then, yeah, like, back into the episode.
What was the one where they all started doing the Menomina thing?
Oh, God.
They all started singing it. I was cracking up so hard during that. That's, like, my favorite one.
I like when they bust out into song.
It's always fun. It's always fun.
Yeah, Jeff sang to Mike once, too.
Oh, yeah. He does that.
That was adorable.
I haven't been listening to the backlog like I was for a while there, but I think I recently listened to the episode where they just read Baby It's Cold Outside to
Right,
Bill.
Yeah.
God, that song is so awful.
Yeah. And yeah. I know a couple people that agree with me on how awful that song is, but
it is.
I also know a couple people that are like, it's totally fine. And I'm like,
you're a rapist.
Are you listening to anything they're saying? They're like, you're just not a romantic. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
That's not romance. That is sexual assault.
That is not romance. He's drugging her.
He wasn't drugging her.
She said in one line, hey, what's in this drink?
Yeah. Yeah, she said, what's in this drink?
I don't necessarily know that it was drugs, but it was probably he slipped her a little too much alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, welcome to episode 33 of Girls on Girls. What's up, guys?
Hey.
People out there in listener land. I'm sure you've picked up on the fact, but I am getting over a Hello Serious cold, and I've sounded better.
She sounds wonderful.
I do. It's the congestion. It really makes my voice much hotter.
It does.
Aislinn went down a couple octaves.
Maybe I did.
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
So
our intent is to talk about cooking. I don't know. Food, cooking. I like to cook sometimes. I like to eat all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of food.
Food is good. I like food.
I've been... over the last couple weeks, I've been in a mood where I'm like, I'm just going to make every soup that I know how to make and can it.
That's not a bad idea.
It's fun.
I should do that.
I just get, like, the biggest pot that I have. Like, I made vegetarian vegetable soup the other day.
And I wondered what that picture was.
Yeah. It's completely vegetarian
soup. I was looking at it, and at first I thought it was, like, pickle chips, but then I realized that's probably zucchini or something.
Squash.
Okay. It was some kind
of... You name a vegetable, it's probably in there.
Oh, Jesus. Because I just saw something that was, like... Oh my god, I forget the, like, wavy cut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's squash. Okay. I got a freezer bag of that one. Mm. I literally went through my freezer and just pulled out every bag of frozen vegetable I had in there that I was like, we're probably not going to eat this anytime soon, and threw it in. And I also did a bunch of fresh ones. And that same day, I made vegetable stock.
Oh, nice.
My head was like, Ashley, what? Why aren't you making vegetable stock? Like, are you stupid? She didn't say, are you stupid? But that's what I said. I was like, why am I not doing that? So I got out my crock pot and I cut up carrots, celery, onions, garlic, thyme and basil, I think. Maybe some rosemary.
Parsley, sage, rosemary.
Yeah, all that. put all that in a pot and then just filled it, or in a crock pot, and filled it up with water and cooked it for like 2 to 3 hours.
Does it have to be the whole vegetable to make stock, or can you use ends and stuff like that?
It can be ends. It can be like, I forget who was telling me, but you can, anytime that you cut an end off celery, mm-hmm. put it in a freezer bag, put it in your freezer, and then the next time you want to make stock, just pull everything out and then just throw it in.
Okay.
Because you drain everything out then. You just drain out the liquid. And the recipe that I had read on the internet told me to throw away everything when I was done doing it that one time.
Oh my god, no.
And I was like, I don't want to throw away all these vegetables because I'm pretty sure that they're fine to use again. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can't do it. So I was like, well, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And I poured more water into it. After draining all of the stock out then, I poured more water over the vegetables. I did it 3 times, and then it still was making, like, really good stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, and then Bill's mom, like, she finished it. She actually canned it for me the next day. And she put the rest of the vegetables in a freezer bag and put it in the freezer, because she's like, I didn't want to throw them away either.
Yeah.
Because they still look totally fine. Like, they're still vegetables. And she's like, I actually took out a bowl and was eating them. Because you can. There's nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just vegetables. But yeah, it made freaking amazing. And what I love about it is I have kidney problems and I can't eat anything with sodium in it.
Yeah.
It's completely sodium free.
That's awesome.
There's no sodium in it whatsoever. So that's pretty fantastic. But I was planning on canning just the stock, but the canning recipe that we had found, you have to put in not only the vegetable soup, but you have to put in like liquid with it. So I ended up using the liquid that I had made for the stock in the soup then to make more soup. We ended up canning like 16 jars of vegetable soup.
Wow.
Quart jars.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Anytime that we can like put food on our shelves that it's like, I made that.
I know.
Yeah.
I love that.
I get so excited about it. And I made cheesy broccoli soup. And
You can can that and just keep it on a shelf?
You cannot can cheesy broccoli soup.
Okay, no. I didn't think so.
Yeah, I
no, imagine. Nothing with milk, nothing with cheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to freeze it.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in freezer bags. Yeah.
I think you can actually freeze quart jars if you leave enough room.
Well, I like to put it in bags because we don't have much space in our freezer to begin with. Because with like 4 people that live here that constantly, we make our own food.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we do freeze our own food. Mm-hmm. So it takes up a lot of room because all of our meat and stuff is in there. We all eat very differently. Well, not very differently. Like me and Bill's parents eat pretty much the same. But then there's Bill's diet, which he doesn't eat anything.
He doesn't eat anything?
He doesn't eat anything. He just starves himself. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, he looks pretty good for starving himself. He looks pretty healthy.
Yeah, he's eating pretty well. I just make stuff vegetarian for him, and that's just easier.
He's just wearing, like a suit underneath. He's actually...
He's
like,
actually very skinny, yeah. He's a stick.
Oh, man.
And now Bill's parents are talking about... because we live with them. I don't know if that was implied. We live, like, upstairs of them. Well, you guys know that.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. We've been
the
here.
Listeners don't. Yeah, we have our own, like, section of the house, but, like, we share.
Yeah,
and, like, it's like a community kind of house. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
It's pretty cool.
I like it a lot. I love this house.
I'm nodding a lot. You guys, you can't hear that.
You're sick. It's all
right.
Yeah,
it's cool. Yes.
But Bill's dad wants to do chickens this summer.
Oh, nice.
That is so cool.
So, we might have eggs.
It's awesome.
Like, a lot of them.
I have been wanting to do chickens for a few years now, but it's...
I was just thinking about chickens today.
getting all the shit together to keep chickens is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any of that. We were talking about it, and I was like, so when you guys go on vacation, I should probably pay attention to what you're doing, because I'm going to have to take care of them, aren't I? Yeah.
I mean, really, like, all you'll pretty much have to do is feed them and make sure nothing gets in there to kill them.
Right.
You can do that for a week. Not a big deal.
I can do that. I can throw food in. That's okay.
Yeah.
I got a seed catalog in the mail today.
Oh, yeah. We got ours a little while ago, too.
I was so excited. There is these trees now. I don't know if you've heard of this. They're called, like, fruit cocktail trees.
Yeah. We had one.
I'm totally getting some.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, they are trees that grow multiple fruits on the same tree.
Like, oh, that's so
there's
weird.
One tree it
that's
grows.
That's not natural.
Peaches, plums, apricots, and like nectarines or something, like all in the same tree.
That's so weird.
And they're not, it's not like genetically modified. It's, they do it by grafting. Like, they'll cut branches off of other, like, trees and then, like, weld them together and, like, tape them up and bind them up. Like, that is insane.
Yeah.
Franken trees.
So I think I'm going to get one with the peaches and plums and apricots and all that crap. Uh-huh. And they have ones that have, like, four different apples on one tree and, like, four different pears on one tree.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So I'm going to get, like, one of each of those trees and see how they do.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
I want to do... Well, we used to have a fruit cocktail tree. What happened to that? I think they cut it down. I don't remember why.
Why would you cut down a fruit tree?
Yeah, why would you cut
it
down?
I don't. There was a reason. There was a legitimate reason. It was either there was a legitimate reason or Bill's uncle did it.
Oh, well.
Because he does that kind of thing.
Either of those is plausible.
That's one of... He's the family member that just does that kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not really sure which. But... We have blueberry bushes now.
Oh, nice.
And we've had strawberries for a little while.
Yeah.
We have.
Because I want to do jams. I want to do jams this summer.
Yeah. Yeah. I did raspberry jam.
I can
last
hook
summer.
You up with blackberries.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Like nobody's fucking business. And mulberries.
I will totally.
Mulberries don't.
We have mulberries, I think.
Yeah, we have a mulberry tree, too, I think.
Yeah, we have
but, mulberries. I recently, speaking of like Franken plants. I recently heard of them. I don't know if it's another Frankenplant situation or if it is actual like science business, but
business.
Tomato potato plants.
Oh yes, I heard about that too. Yeah, it grows tomatoes on the top and potatoes underneath.
Yeah,
because they're actually from like the same family, the tomatoes and potatoes. Like
weird.
Yeah.
How are they from this?
They're kind of, they're from, I don't know if it's the same family or genus or species or whatever the hell, but they're somehow related, close enough.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I still refuse to believe that tomato
tomatoes
is a fruit.
Are a fruit.
Put a tomato in a fruit salad. See how that goes for you.
Fair enough. I know, I remember learning that in school, and I'm like, no, it's not. I don't know. There's also, kiwi that it can actually grow this far north.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think
well
you can
as,
get kiwi plants.
As well as
that's
it's
crazy.
It's a certain kind of kiwi. But it'll actually grow in like a vine that is very pretty and it'll like lay over like a lattice work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a certain kind of peanut that'll grow up this far north also.
I saw some kind of a peach vine, I think. I can't remember what it was called, but it was in the catalog. If you order a certain amount from this catalog, they'll send you, like, these free things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some sort of peach that grows not on a tree, but on a vine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a Native American fruit that was real popular. And it, if you let it ripen on the vine long enough, it almost tastes like mango.
Ooh.
I want to get... I'm gonna get. Well, they should be sending me one of those if I want those
be cool.
trees.
Yeah,
I wasn't even aware that you couldn't grow peanuts this far north. I just assumed peanuts grew everywhere that had a growing season.
Yeah, I didn't really know. I don't really know anything about peanuts. I know they grow underground, but
it grows in the ground and it has to be pretty warm.
Huh?
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Peanuts.
I don't really eat peanuts very much.
I eat things made of peanuts.
I eat peanut butter.
I can't do peanut butter anymore, man.
Oh,
I ate peanut butter sandwiches, like, every day for breakfast when I was pregnant. It was, like, one of the few things I could eat, and now I'm just, like...
Over peanut butter.
I'm done.
But, like, I love peanut butter cups and, like, Butterfingers and, like, any kind of candy with peanut butter in it. But
oh, yeah, I like that.
Peanut butter sandwiches just make me gag.
Have you tried, like, chocolate peanut butter or
no
kind of flavored peanut
butter? Yeah, I was at an Amish market that had homemade chocolate peanut butter.
That's crazy.
It was a little bit grainier than regular peanut butter, mm-hmm. but, oh, my God, it was so good. I just ate that, like, by the spoonful.
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried
I don't
like,
know what to put it on.
Nutella on bread, which I'm sure is similar, and it fucking grossed me out.
You don't like Nutella?
I love Nutella, but putting it on, like, regular, like, bread, like toast, fuck that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, Nutella is one of those things that I just kind of eat out of the jar.
Yeah.
I'll go down with a spoon and, like, grab, like, a spoonful of Nutella and, like, a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you saw, but Giant sells their own generic brand of hazelnut butter now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love Giant. I actually just got a bag. It was by the pound kind of candy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a nut mixture that had no salt in it.
Oh, nice.
Had also no peanuts in it. It's like $8.99 a pound.
And I you bet.
Just kind of boop, boop.
That's what makes mixed nuts so cheap is peanuts, because it's like half peanuts.
Yep. This one has none.
Nice.
But I like it because I keep it in my drawer at work, so then it's better for me to snack on than walking over to the snack machine and...
You guys have a snack machine?
Oh, yeah. We have a snack machine and a soda machine.
Oh, because you're right. Probably like in the break room or...
Yeah, it's in the break room.
I was like, where the fuck do you guys have a snack machine in your store?
We have a break room. We actually just got... We're trying to talk our manager into getting us a hot plate so we can actually cook in there.
You guys don't have, like, microwaves? Or?
No, we have a microwave, okay. But we want a hot plate. Oh, we just got a toaster, and because we didn't have a toaster before, so, like, our one manager who used to work at Best Buy... he was like, oh, I can get a discount, so went over and got us a toaster, and we have a coffee pot. But yeah, we're trying to talk him into, like, a hot plate. And I was like, if you get me a hot plate, man, I'll make you food. I mean, he loves my cooking. He loves that I can cook, and he's obsessed with that. And
nice.
I'm like, I'm just saying.
When I,
they're not expensive.
Yeah.
No. When I worked at Target, we had microwaves in the break room, and like everybody wanted, like, all the employees were like, well, why can't we have like a toaster oven for blah blah blah. I'm like, have you seen the way people treat the microwaves? You think they're gonna let us have a toaster oven in here? You're out of your goddamn mind.
Yeah, we've gotten really good at and that's our big thing. I'm like, he's never gonna let us have a hot plate or a toaster oven or whatever, because that was our second thing. We also want a toaster oven. And I was like, he's never going to let us if we don't keep it clean. Yeah. But we don't have enough counter space, really, so we'd have to keep it over on, like, a table.
Mm.
But I was like, we'll just make another counter. I don't think we can do that.
No. That's too much work.
But we do potluck all the time there, because it's just fun.
You guys also don't have, like, 100 employees.
No, it's not a very big store. I think it's, like, 30 maximum employees. Yeah. It's really not that bad. It's, I don't know, it's kind of like a little family. It's pretty great to work there. What was I saying?
Speaking of cooking.
I don't know.
If you lost your train of thought there.
I did. It's gone.
I went to Target today and got lucky this year. Every Christmas, well, only at Christmas, do you ever find, like, the little play kitchens at Target.
Right.
Was able to get my kid a play kitchen this year.
I love those.
For half off.
Weren't you looking to get, like, a cabinet to make her one?
I was, and I was in contact with two people that had, like, furniture, and I had it, like, all planned out, because one guy was going to give me a TV stand.
Mm-hmm.
And this one girl I know, she had, like, a tall, narrow, like, chest of drawers kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. Like, those two pieces together, I could have made, like, the sink stove area and then, like, the fridge area. Would have been great. They kind of just fucked off with talking to me about it. Because the one girl, the girl I was talking to about the chest of drawers, she was moving and she was like, yeah, I need to get rid of some furniture. I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, do you want anything for it? She's like, no, I need it out of my house. I was like, okay, cool. When can I pick it up?
Nothing.
And now she moved to Las Vegas. So
what?
Lame.
Right. So no, I caved and bought.
That was very pretty, Lauren.
What?
What? Now I can hear everything in the microphone.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
We heard your snorting.
I didn't snort. I coughed. I thought I
was sorry. I'm sorry.
I thought I was far enough away.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm sorry. I feel like a douchebag now. I shouldn't have pointed that out.
Oh, I don't care.
That's fine. Whatever.
I still have phlegm from almost choking to death on my coffee.
Yeah, before we started, Lauren almost died drinking coffee. It was
death by coffee.
Seriously. I didn't want to. There's no bag in the can, so I feel weird about putting these tissues in it.
Oh, no, I'm just going to dump the entire thing into a bag. Okay, I'm not even going to touch it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's cool.
And if I pull the cans out, I'm getting gloves. Because I don't know what's in there anyway. I forgot to put whatever. It's fine.
It's fine.
We recycle this house.
So do we.
Recycle and burn. Try the house burning. I don't know. Is burning a good thing? I always wonder about that.
I'm kind of 50-50 on it. I don't know. I mean, it's not going to sit in a landfill if you burn it. I'm sure those toxins aren't good for, like, the local watershed. Right. So.
Burning. Did you see
what are you burning?
There was a... I'm burning mostly paper.
I always burn paper. It's only paper. We always burn paper.
And normally it's paper because I don't have enough time to go to the... Because, I mean, the recycling center's right there, literally. Like, yeah. I could walk there.
Yeah.
But... We burn paper normally when I don't have enough time to go and take it to the recycling center.
I don't think that the pollution you would get from burning paper is really all that.
I doubt it.
Terrible. I mean, plastic, yeah, but yeah.
Oh, I never burn plastic. I recycle that also.
The thing that sucks about the one right up the road here is that they only take numbers 1 and 2 plastic.
Right. There is a place in Seals Grove, though, that'll take up to, I think, 4 and 5.
Yeah. I think 5 is the highest that they take.
But I rarely... I'm finding that I rarely use anything that's even that number.
Yeah, it's usually stuff that's, like, packaging.
And, like, Starbucks cups. Yeah. It's, like, 5. I'm like, why would you do this?
Plastic
takeout
cups.
Panera is number 2 or 1. Panera's 1.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you do that?
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
There's a place in Lewisburg that will come to your house and pick up your recycling.
I always
and they take
about that.
Everything.
Yeah.
Every kind of plastic.
Do you know the number to them?
No, but I can definitely get it for you. I think it's called Fisher's.
Yeah,
I
if
think.
You could send me that, that'd be
yeah,
great.
You pay, I think, like...
You pay some like a
like
certain amount of
$15
a month,
and they come, like...
They give you a giant can.
Oh, my God. I would love to do
then
that.
They,
it's mixed recyclables. You just you dump everything
you just
in there together.
Dump everything in one giant can, and they
leave
it out.
Oh, my God, I
want
to do that.
Yeah.
I hope they would come out here.
Yeah, my parents
live in Winfield. Okay. Sweet. We've gotten ads for them in our mailbox, and I'm like, we should do this.
Oh, I will do that. If it's like $15 a month, I'm doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is so much. All of the recycling, that saves me like the trip of, I could walk there, but I have to sort it, fill it, like put it in my teeny tiny car, and then take it there. And sometimes that's like 2 trips.
Yeah.
By the time I get like a day off,
this
that
is
I can actually
no
do
sorting,
that.
And they take Fuck. Everything.
Yeah, Jeff's grandmother has it, and she lives in New Berlin. Like, they come get her shit.
It's amazing.
They have like a few stipulations. Like, they'll recycle pretty much anything, but like pill bottles, you have to get like the entire label off the pill bottle.
Okay. Yeah. So that's fair.
It's just little things, you know.
I heard on the radio today, and I didn't even know that this was in the works. I don't know what terminology to use.
It's a thing.
Like an old man. It's in the works.
Well, you are dating Bill.
I am dating Bill. Apparently there was a thing that they wanted to put a tire burner
It
in
was
Union County.
Yep.
And they shot it down. Like, there was enough people against it that it got shut down. And now they're trying to figure out why that was even put into place anyway. Like, why they were even trying to figure it out. Like, who signed to have that be okay?
Yeah, it's been going on for months now. Yeah, it was going to be...
Union driving, County is where we live, by the way.
Driving north on 15, it was going to be up between, like... it was going to be between, like, Lewisburg and Watsontown, like, near the I-80 exchange.
Yeah.
It was going to be way up there, but still, we'd be seeing the effects of it, like, down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they said, like, thousands of people protested, and had, like, a petition going around. And
yeah, the
which I'm like,
I want to say
something happened, you know?
The Pennsylvania governor signed off on it, or like a local like congressperson, like representative, council person, something signed off on it. And like everybody's like, dude, no.
No, you can't do that. You can't even spray. Like there's signs like everywhere. Like you can't even spray like for the farms and stuff anywhere near here.
Yeah.
Like why would you think that like a farm, like a tire burner would be okay?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
gonna that's going to help the environment. Let's burn tires.
Yeah. They yeah. Fuck. Yesterday they officially officially pulled out of it.
That's awesome.
It was oh my god. National Gypsum, I think, was who was behind the tire burner.
Lame.
Yeah, the company that proposed it and got it like okayed.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy though that it got something happened and they were able to get
like,
rid
do
of
we,
it.
Do we really need to burn tires? Can't we like do something
recycle.
With
you can them. Recycle them. They make children's playgrounds like mulch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, out of it. And like the mulch mat things that they put down at playgrounds now too. Not just the loose stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
You can make an earth ship out of them.
Yeah.
Yes, Laura.
I don't
those
know.
Those houses that are like built into the ground that are completely self-sustaining, they're usually built out of tires.
Yeah, they're it's like stacks of tires and they're filled with like sand or some shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, hippie Lauren.
What?
No, I love that. That's not an insult.
The
I am trying to I'm trying to not come off as a douchebag.
To who?
To everybody in my entire life, because I've been told by many people that I sound like a douchebag.
I never thought you sound like a douchebag.
And I sound very mean to some people, so I'm trying to catch myself before I'm saying it, which isn't working. So I find myself apologizing to people a lot after I say it. I'll be like, that was mean. That came off mean. I didn't mean that like that.
I usually just don't acknowledge it. Like, I'll say something, and then it's just like, oh... Shit, that was dumb. I'm just gonna ignore that I said anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to not ignore it. I'm trying to
words.
Words be responsible hard. For what I say. And that's not I don't know, whatever. Anyway, accountable.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Words.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder if your vocabulary is not as big as it should be?
Yeah. I sometimes I feel like I need to go back to high school because I feel like my brain is just...
I don't think I learned much in high school. I either wasn't paying attention or I got a terrible education.
Well...
I don't know which.
Public schools and this... Well, no. I'm... I don't know.
I only got a terrible education because I didn't really pay attention.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I probably would have gotten a greater education if I paid attention. I just really hated school. Anything that's classroom, sit down.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Except for home ec, which is where I learned cooking.
No! Bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
No, I only had home ec in, like, middle school, but I really loved it.
Yeah, we only had it in middle school.
It was available in our high school, but I didn't take it because our... Well, it wasn't home ec when I was in high school, though. It was family and consumer science.
Yeah, they had that kind of stuff,
I'm
think.
I'm pretty sure that was what it was called in ours, too.
Yeah, the cooking teacher and the sewing teacher were just these miserable old women, and I didn't want to take their classes because I was afraid of them, so I took art instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely in art. Most of the people that took those classes in high school were like the ones that were probably going to drop out and have kids in high school.
Yeah. It was attached to childcare.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But I do like to cook.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to cook, Lauren?
I don't know. I cook very like simple. I cook a lot of like shit that my grandmother would cook, like kind of like country cooking, like that's what I always tend towards. Like when I would make, before we went on this diet that, you know, AJ follows now, I would make like meatloaf a lot and like homemade mashed potatoes and just casseroles,
your dangerous quack home remedy food.
Oh yeah. What? I still don't understand that comment.
Fuck that. What home remedy? What are
I'm gonna say the reviewer.
We got a really nasty review on iTunes last week.
Yeah. We need to stop reading those.
I don't read them.
Lauren reads them.
And then I have to tell you about them.
I'm just like, Lauren, just stop it. Stop reading them. I'm going to say probably what the reviewer was referring to was maybe the fact that I think you talked about how AJ's not, like, he stopped doing medication and now he's just like...
Yeah.
Healing and dying. That wasn't you recommending.
Yeah, and it's not like I was telling people that they should go off their medication.
Yeah, you know, or like, I mean? Don't trust doctors.
You were just saying that that's what AJ did.
Yeah. Like, that's... What different things for work him. For different people.
Right.
So...
Yeah, yeah, some reviewer said that she unsubscribed after our dangerous quack home remedy episode, which... I thought it was more about, like, making our own soap and shit. I don't
know. Right? And, like, juicing recipes. Yeah.
This is whatever. How we clean our toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. Like, I don't see soap nuts being dangerous.
Yeah. You might die, though.
Oh, God. I mean, don't eat them, but...
You could overdose on them.
Clean your insides. Eat soap nuts.
Also, though, we've gotten...
No, don't do that.
We got like a whole crap load of downloads the last couple episodes.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, we have like seriously multiplied our listenership, and I'm not sure what's up, like how people are finding us again all of a sudden.
It started the Steamless Xmas episode, like that was the
which
first
I don't
one.
Understand.
Yeah, because that was like our most boring episode ever.
We were all just.
But yeah, if any of you listeners out there know, like, if any of you guys did something to, like, promote us and suddenly,
we've gone,
like,
up, like, 1,000%. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, we went from average 300 to 400 episodes, like, or downloads per episode to, like,
4,000.
3,000 or 4,000.
Do us a favor. Find us on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
And tell us why you're listening, because we're just curious.
How did you find us?
Yeah, how did you find us?
How did you find us?
What do you like? What do you dislike?
Yeah.
The girl that Nasty reviewed us also mentioned the whole eating on microphone. So.
And we get that, and we apologize, but we don't, because, I mean, you don't...
I mean, you don't have to listen. Yeah, I mean,
kind of, yeah.
But...
You're going to give us a 1-star rating because we, like, eat food on the microphone. Like, that's just ridiculous.
I don't know. It's a preference.
If it's that disgusting, just don't listen.
Don't listen. Not every podcast is
We'll try not to, like, chew directly into the microphone, but...
Which is the purpose of the new headphones.
Yeah, we got new headphones.
Phone just made a noise.
I have no idea. Mine's on silent. Was it Bill's computer?
Maybe. It was, like,
It was the something... iMessage thing. Maybe.
It was like the mail notification.
But yeah, if you enjoy listening to us, rate us on iTunes.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Say nice things. If you're just going to say mean things, don't even bother.
Yeah, don't bother if you're just going to be a dick about it. But
or if you're being productive, and I mean, we can take criticism.
Yes, constructive criticism
as long
is great.
It's helpful.
But don't be a tool, man.
And yeah, don't say that you want to hear us talk about deeper things, because none of us are brainiacs and we're not going to be.
It's not
like,
what this is, man.
We're not here to educate you. We're here to talk.
Yeah, we're really not.
Well, I mean, maybe
educate you a little bit, but not.
We can,
like,
tell you what we do.
Right.
we're not going to discuss deep philosophy.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
If you want a recipe on meatloaf, we could help you out.
Yeah. We'll tell you how to make a great meatloaf.
Yeah, I can do meatloaf.
Or, you know, Ashley's vegetable stock recipe.
Yeah, which was great.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so
yeah, and I can tell you how to juice some vegetables and fruit.
Oh my god, I am
speaking
so excited.
Speaking of juicer, you got a juicer.
I did. I haven't used it. I'm afraid of it.
Why?
It's so big and scary.
Oh
no, I did. My in-laws, like, I was just like, yeah, I'd like a juicer for Christmas. And I'm expecting, you know, just a little like Hamilton Beach kind of juicer thing. No, they got me a Breville or Breville. Apparently it was the kind of juicer they used in the documentary Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Whoa.
Nice.
The whole thing needs to be hand washed before use, though, so that's kind of why it hasn't been used yet, because I'm just like,
they are so cool though.
Yeah, I'm really excited to use it, because my main reason is my kid, she will only eat pickles and raw carrots. Like, those are the only vegetables she will touch. So I want to juice vegetables and like sneak them into like fruit juice and like muffins and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also what you can do, and I found this out, you can make, like, if you juice carrots, mm-hmm. get the juice out of them, and then you can use the pulp to make carrot, like, carret cake or, like,
there's a whole bunch of recipes in, like, the instruction manual.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, it's like, amazing. What to do with the juice? What to do with the pulp?
Yeah.
Like, this is great.
You haven't used it.
I know.
I would have been, like, using that the very same day. I would have been, like, going to the grocery store like, getting everything. The hole on it,
it's got a 3-inch diameter. You can just drop a whole apple into that thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It scares me.
Like, the one I have...
God, just do it.
The one I have, like, you put... I usually cut my stuff up because the tube's only maybe an inch and a half. It's not real big. It's a super industrial juicer. It's a masticating one. It's the one that crushes the stuff. It doesn't shred it. But, man, that thing is crazy. I love it.
Jeff keeps talking about...
But I have to cut the stuff up, so...
He's like, this tube is big enough to put a ferret in. I'm like, you're not juicing the ferret. Stop it. Ferret juice would taste terrible.
Yeah, that would be pretty...
And hairy.
Pretty tart.
Right?
No, it strains all the hair.
Well, that's true.
Out. Oh, right,
It'd be all strained out.
It'd be all strained out. And
no, I don't...
I
love my little weasels.
It'd be blood and organ juice.
It would. That's disgusting.
That doesn't sound good at all.
It makes me really sad to think about it, so let's stop.
Yeah, that is awfully sad, yes. Jeff, that is terrible.
It's funny, but terrible.
Yeah.
We're laughing, but that's terrible.
Yeah. It's funny on the surface, but really, really depressing and awful.
Was he holding a ferret over it?
Yes.
But, yeah.
Yes.
You got a new toy for Christmas. I got a Keurig finally.
Oh, nice.
I am loving this thing.
We got one last year.
I love it.
It's so convenient.
We all got appliances. I got a floor steamer.
Nice.
You got a Keurig.
Yep.
She got a juicer.
The only thing I don't like about the Keurigs is all the waste. We're looking into getting reusable K-cups.
Yeah, I do have one. I have one that you can fill with ground coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I use that for AJ because he drinks decaf. And I haven't made it up to the store where they have the K-cups where you can pick like whatever ones you want. I gotta get up there so bad.
You should talk to Bill's dad.
Oh, yeah.
He works for a coffee place.
He does. He does. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot of waste with those little cups, I guess.
I don't know if we can say their name or not, so we're not going to.
And I don't think they're stamped for recycling. I mean, I assume they're number two, because they seem like the material seems like it's a number two, but like they're not stamped, so I can't put them in the bin.
Look it
and
up
then
on
you
the,
have to like tear them.
Maybe
oil
look it up on the internet.
That's probably not a bad idea.
What recycling is K-cup? I'm sure somebody's thought about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're reusable.
Well, they're probably
one.
All different, though, too, because the ones that I've seen are, some of them are a little different materials.
Yeah. I have seen, I forget what brand some
Entenmann
of them are stamped.
Has a really weird material. I don't know. Some of them are like mesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
But I do love it. Yeah. I freaking love it.
We're probably going to go with the official Keurig brand that is like the little wire mesh basket that kind of looks like a tea infuser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one I got, it's red and it's like a micro mesh.
That's the same one that my brother has. My brother really and his girlfriend got a Keurig and she showed us the little thing.
It's really nice.
It's pretty neat.
Love it. I love my Keurig.
Yeah, because when Jeff was working at the last office he was at, the one girl there was like super into like couponing and getting free samples and shit in the mail, so she hooked him up with a bunch of stuff, and now we have like this little vacuum sealed like 4-ounce bag of coffee that we can't do anything with until we get a reusable K-cup.
Do you have it in the freezer?
No, I probably should though.
Yeah,
I put everything else in the freezer. I put like my rice and my beans and shit in the freezer.
Yep. Put it in
I'm paranoid freezer. About pantry pests.
Yeah.
So
those flower moths are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I get them. We used to get them a lot.
Yeah. We, my mom and I thought we had celiac disease. So we were doing the rice and gluten free stuff. So you have to be really cautious about all that. Yeah. Because it runs in our family, celiac disease.
Oof.
And we both tested positive.
Oof.
On like the first test. And then they do like a second
one. So do you eat gluten free?
No.
Oh.
God.
What the heck?
You test positive on the first test, but they always do a second one to make sure. And then we didn't test positive. So they were like, well, you might have it, you might not. And I really got tired of eating the gluten-free stuff and just switched. And yeah. I didn't get sick. So then I was like, fuck it, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm sick of these awful brownies.
I've heard, for the most part, gluten-free is
stupid bread.
Terrible.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of, honestly, like a lot of research on gluten-free recipes because of AJ, obviously. And I'm constantly trying to like find snacks for him. Mm-hmm. We've tried a barrage of different like grocery store prepackaged snacks, and uh-huh. most of them are pretty gross, like
pretty awful,
yeah. and they're not good for you. It's not like just because it's junk free doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yeah,
the Oreos we ordered from this website, I can't feel it was so long ago, I can't for the life of me, but they had Oreos, I'm using air quotes, that were pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, stuff like that's those. Not bad.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I've made a couple different kinds of gluten-free cookies now so far for him. Mm-hmm. Ones were these lemon ginger cookies, and they were delicious.
Ooh.
And then I did chocolate chip. That was that Bob's Red Mill mix. But there's so many recipes on the internet for gluten-free, breads. And I really, really want to try a bread. I've been too lazy. I haven't done it yet, but he hasn't eaten bread in Christ, I don't know how long, just because you know he hasn't done it, but I really want to get some other kind of stuff for him to eat, but it's kind of hard. But yeah, there's a lot of recipes online, and like with the new flours and stuff that they're coming out with
for
gluten-free, like
they have the cup for cup stuff,
you can really it just do most of the same recipes, yeah. that it just tastes a little stranger, like the flours,
and I mean bleak. It tastes strange because it's like not what you're used to. Yeah,
but it's just good.
Most of the time, it's just a different texture.
Yeah.
The Bisquick makes a gluten-free mix.
Do they?
Yeah, it's actually very good. We might have some still in our pantry. It makes just like regular Bisquick. Mm. It's just in a smaller box. And we made pizza out of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it tasted really good. There is something wrong with this headphone or something.
Why?
It sounds funny.
What do you mean it sounds funny?
Different. Something sounds completely different. Like, it got really quiet. I can't hear myself.
Well, because you need to get closer to the microphone.
I need to get... Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did. No, it's still not the same. I don't know what's...
I don't know. Yeah, you sound fine here. Yeah, so maybe, okay. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe you just got a bum set.
That's what I'm... Who knows? It doesn't sound right. I think this is a bum set. That's a bummer.
Words are fun.
Sometimes.
Hmm. 42.
Who taught you guys how to cook? We should do that.
I guess at first, home ec. Like, they teach you all the basics in middle school.
I mean, I learned really... I learned heat and eat stuff from my mom. Like, anything that I could put in a microwave, you know?
Yeah.
I think I was probably, like, a teenager before I was allowed to use the stove.
But your mom, like, cooked home meals and stuff then for you?
Yeah. My grandma, she was more into the baking thing. Like, I helped her, like, mm-hmm. make cookies and, like, pies and stuff. But...
Yeah.
But yeah, home ec was really where I started to stretch my cooking powers.
Where you learn terms and stuff like creaming, like
See, we didn't learn, maybe it's just because Line Mountain is a shitty school. And I'll say that until my face turns blue. It is a shitty school.
And yet you're wearing your Line Mountain band sweatshirt.
This is Odyssey of the Mind. This is one group that I'll stand behind.
Okay.
This group. Not because it's from Line Mountain. It has nothing to do with Line Mountain.
Oh, you know, I bet I know why you got quieter, because I turned down the headphone knob on the soundboard. Whoops, sorry.
Oh, that sounds better. That's much better.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so everything's good.
Damn it.
We're working with new things here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't learn any of that. Our home ec in middle school taught us how to make hot dogs.
Oh,
ugh, wow. Gross.
So that's, and then like hot dog pizza.
How to boil water.
Basically, she made like hot dog pizza out of the oven and stuff. It was really weird. That's disgusting. It was just not right.
Hot dog pizza.
I don't know. It's like something you eat when you're drunk.
It sounds like it.
That's the only time that hot dog pizza sounds good. Ugh. When you're really, really drunk. No, I learned from my mom.
Hmm.
Yeah, and my grandmother. It was one of those things where like, you'll learn how to cook, not because like you need to learn how to cook for your man, but my mom is like, everybody should know how to cook because that way they can eat well.
Yeah.
And everybody should know how to do laundry and clean and all of that. So she taught me from a young age. She would, it wasn't optional, but I liked to do it anyway. And I've learned to cook through her because I don't know. Like, I like to be in the kitchen, and I like to watch her do it. And she learned to cook from her mom, and her mom learned a lot of her recipes from her father-in-law, actually.
Huh.
And a lot of them are Pennsylvania Dutch recipes.
So tons of lard.
Not anymore. They have alternated since then, but yeah, we've replaced the lard with butter.
Yeah.
So tons of butter.
Yeah.
Not anymore. No. I replace the butter with other things then too. But yeah.
Butter's good for you.
Butter's not bad. No. But
margarine is the shit you gotta watch out for.
Yeah. Margarine is pretty bad. Yeah, I started not putting margarine in like anything. For a while I was doing margarine in like cookies and stuff, and then
Butter and cookies taste so much.
And then
better.
I learned that there is really a difference.
Oh yeah.
Yep, there's totally a difference.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, we eat a lot of meat and potatoes.
Mm.
I can make potatoes any way you want.
Yeah.
Any single way that you want.
I think that's just a Pennsylvania thing in general.
Oh, my God.
Potatoes. We love our potatoes.
We love potatoes. A lot of Irish, a lot of German.
Yep.
Love potatoes.
Huge mining area.
Yep.
I'm planning on growing my potatoes different this year in my garden. I learned how to grow. It says, I don't know, the title of the thing said how to grow 100 pounds of potatoes in like 4 square feet.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So you kind of grow, like you grow it up.
Was it?
Like you start at the bottom.
You're not on Pinterest, are you?
No.
Because that
might have been on Pinterest.
That was on Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Come on, I thought we were above that.
We're not. We are not. You are above that.
I couldn't do it anymore, man. It was eating up too much of my time.
I actually do the projects from Pinterest.
I found a bunch of pictures on my phone. I screen capped a bunch of stuff I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
I might go back and do that someday.
I pin little boards, and I actually do stuff on Pinterest.
I play video games. I find that a more useful way to spend my time.
Yeah. No, you're right.
No, I'm really not. I'm just playing video games. Probably.
Quit scratching your tattoo.
Scratching. Rubbing.
As long as you don't actually touch, just, you know, below it. You can scratch below it. It's fine. Yeah.
She's
There's
rubbing
no
it.
Scabs there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the only scabs are the eyes.
Ooh.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yep.
She's a red fox on her arm.
Yes.
That her hubby did for her.
This is already my favorite tattoo
looks
ever.
Freaking sweet.
I know. I can't wait till it's done.
What else is he going to do to it? It looks pretty done.
No. He doesn't have any of the detail, like, anything.
Well, I know he likes it. He does a lot of, like, soft-looking things.
This is actually his very first full-color realistic animal portrait.
Oh, nice.
And he is doing a fucking phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say animal portrait because he's done, like, a lionfish and a pufferfish and a snakes, but mammal.
Okay.
With the fur. The fur's driving him nuts, but I think he's doing a fucking good job.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
I'm excited.
I'll
post a picture
myself.
when it's done.
Okay.
When it's done.
Speaking of snakes, Jeff went in to get a little more touch up some of the highlights.
I saw
it
on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Oh, and AJ put it on the website.
He did.
It's beautiful. Okay.
But looking at it really as nice. It's healing, as he left the shop, AJ's gonna have to hit that leaf again.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can see the barcode poking through.
Oh, yeah.
His first tattoo.
Yeah, AJ was like, yeah, I covered up his very first tattoo with this. So I was like, oh, shit.
The tattoo.
The barcode. The tattoo that Aislinn made fun of him for.
That AJ was always so proud of. Like, every time we saw it, he's like, that's a good barcode. Who did that? You did, AJ. Really? I did that? That's a good barcode.
Oh, AJ.
And you guys wonder why I'm so scatterbrained.
You by 1 o'clock? No, I'm here for Greg. Are you Kelsey? Yes.
I've only met you 10 times.
Yeah. And Sunday, he's going to be meeting her for the 11th time for the first time.
No, I think he actually knows she's going, so.
Okay. It's the only person that he doesn't know, like, no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this Sunday, we're all going to the Melting Pot.
For delicious fondue. If you haven't been to a Melting Pot, I highly recommend it. God. It's like $40-ish per person, but it is so worth it. You're there for like an hour and a half.
That's just crazy.
Eating so much food.
They make all the food for you, like, at the table. They bring out, like, prepped food and then, like, melt the cheese and shit as they're talking to you. Yeah. And, oh, my God.
We do it once a year because Aislinn and I's birthdays are so close.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year was actually the first year you and Bill were able to come, right. But it was awesome. Yeah. It was just
you invited us the year before. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, I think we went on a Friday.
Yeah.
And you guys couldn't
maybe something
go.
Like that. Yeah.
It was either a Thursday or a Friday.
So excited. I'm looking forward to it.
It's gonna be fun. We need to work out the driving situation, but we can do that later.
I think we already have it pretty much figured out. I don't know.
Yeah.
It won't be hard.
No. 8 people, 2 cars. Just gotta figure out who's going where.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fondue.
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 I told Kelsey about the chocolate at the end. And she almost lost her shit. She was like,
"That's amazing.
What? Oh my God. Oh my God." I was like, it's okay. She's like, oh my God, chocolate. I'm like, okay. All right.
Shit. Somebody likes chocolate.
It's a good thing I told you about it before so you didn't lose your shit at the table.
Yeah, right?
Although she might still
lose I told shit everybody at the table. To check out the Melting Pot website. So.
You've met her.
I live with her now.
She didn't check out the Melting Pot website.
Because she works like
oh my God,
every
she works
day,
so
all day.
Much. I pity that poor girl. Oh my God. If I had to spend that much time at that freaking restaurant, I would kill somebody.
Yeah, probably.
I don't have patience.
No.
It's a good thing I'm not a waitress. I'd be so bad.
No. Waitressing's easy.
No, I would be in jail because I killed somebody or spilled soup on them on purpose.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. That's awful. What?
I would never.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't do that.
Never.
Purposely give someone third-degree burns. That's ludicrous.
That's insanity.
Oh, we're getting a little weird now.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? We're not even drinking.
We're not.
We are surprisingly not
I am drinking
tonight.
Nothing, and I am sorely regretting it because I'm getting so thirsty.
What did you want?
No, I'll wait till we're done, which, okay. I mean, I was going to say we should probably call it anyway, because I don't know where else we're going to go with
cooking.
With cooking right now.
Yeah, I got nothing.
We like to cook. We like food.
Food is good.
That's it. And if you want to get yourself some cooking implements.
Or recipe books.
Or recipe books. Or
appliances. You want to get yourself a juicer?
Anything. Anything your heart desires.
Yeah.
You know where to go.
Or a floor steamer.
Or a floor steamer.
That's where I do all my shopping. It's on Amazon.
Actually, I'm going to go do some shopping on Amazon tonight when I get home.
I'm going to be doing some tomorrow.
I created my birthday wish list on Amazon.
Oh my God, I have an ongoing wish list that is just obnoxious. I probably have like 300 books on it. It's
disgusting. I actually went to your wish list first to look for stuff to get for you. And I was like,
I'm sorry.
These are all books. I do not just want to get Aislinn books for her birthday.
No, mine is all Doctor Who. All of it.
And yours I couldn't find because I typed your name in and like 800
it's
people with the
called,
same name.
It's just called Ashley's wish list.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't know that. So
yeah,
I
don't know if you can do it through Bill's email.
I don't know. All I did was Google Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And then I went down
any
through
of that.
Everything.
Any of
and
that.
I said this.
any of that.
That says
fun.
Ashley.
But yeah, I was sending things to Bill. I'm like, this is on my wish list, and this is my wish list, and this is my Etsy wish list, and
oh,
this
God.
Is...
Oh, God. All right. That's yeah. enough of that. So, we don't promote Etsy, so we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
No. But we do promote Amazon.
We do promote Amazon back onto track.
Because there. Amazon gives us money when you give them money.
Yeah.
Not quite as much money as you give them, but, right. you know.
No. And so you don't spend a penny more.
Yep. Just go to popularoutcast.com or...
Yep. Oh, you should go... There's a new thing. You can go on incognito mode.
Yep.
Yes.
Incognito mode. Open up a window. That's what I did.
Yep. You go into porn mode.
Yep.
Yep.
And then just click on that purple
banner.
So then
you don't have to clear your cookies.
My computer and my phone are always in porn mode just because I don't want, like, all that shit just saved up on my computer all the time.
Yeah. That's very smart.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's kind of annoying that I constantly have to put, like, my passwords and shit in for everything, but then I never forget my passwords.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have
all mine written down.
I have all mine written down. I won't tell you where.
That would be dumb. I keep it up at my secret place.
It's in a secret location.
Are they written down in your phone?
Shut up.
All right.
Anyway.
We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.